This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop. Let's start with the offense, dude, because, you know, the shine is coming off of Rhett Lashley a little bit here in the first couple of games. And maybe, you know, because we all made the mistake of, oh, my God, Mark Richt is there. But, you know, Manny's this up-and-coming coach. We got to make sure we keep him. And then he left the Temple. And then they, oh, we got to bring him back. And it hasn't been impressive. And listen, I am your left tackle on this. I always give you credit when I say it. You know, I want a guy that's experienced and knows how to build programs in this place. That's what I want. So the shine now has fallen off of Rhett Lashley, where people say, well, you get rid of Manning, you keep Rhett Lashley. Well, you know, last 2 weeks, what's going on with the offense?
Well, I think they're being out-schemed, right? I think what you saw Appalachian State do in the second half was like, well, De'Aaron King's not going to beat us deep, right? We're going to drop eight guys. And what was De'Aaron King forced to do? Run. And that's not good enough to get in the end zone. Miami needs its receivers down the middle of the field. They need Will Mallory to be involved. They need Charleston Rambo to beat guys deep. They need Keyshawn Smith to be effective in the passing game. And more than anything, they really miss Mike Harley right now. Second half 2020 Mike Harley, the guy who put up a bunch of great numbers, he's kind of reverted back to the guy we saw the first 3.5 years at Miami, right? Dropping passes, being inconsistent. So to me, right now, they're being out-schemed. They're being out-coached on the offensive side. And I think they're also being let down by some guys on their offensive line that are veterans. Guys that, you know, have over 30 starts. They're starting right guard, Navon Donaldson, right? The guy who's always battled weight issues. The guy who, before he injured his knee, was losing playing time to guys behind him, younger guys behind him, because he wasn't in good shape. He couldn't last very long. Well, you know, him and DJ Scaife, to me, both of those guys, they look like they're going to be on the bench this week against Michigan State.
Yeah.
And, you know, Garen Justice trusted those guys coming out of camp, and now he's having to hit the reset button and say, you know what, I got to put other guys in the field because when the lights come on, you're not showing up.
Manny, did they lose their best running back this week? I think you said it a couple times that you thought he was the best running back out of the group.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Don Chaney, in terms of explosiveness, consistency, vision, all the things you want in a running back, he was the best one that they had, the most complete one that they had. And it's a shame because he was just starting to get healthy again after the shoulder surgery in April. And so, look, this week you're going to have, because of the suspension of Jalen Knighton, you're going to have two true freshmen backing up Cameron Harris. And so I think Rhett Lashley is going to have to get creative this week, man. I think you're going to see some situations where Will Mallory's in the backfield, back there to protect, right? Or Elijah Royal, the backup tight end. They're going to have to be creative here with who they leave back there, because Cam Harris isn't going to be able to play 75, 80 snaps by himself. And it's going to be quite obvious that when those freshmen are in the game, that they're only there to run it. Because if you leave them the responsibility to pass block with those guys just getting there, you know how hard it is for running backs to understand blocking schemes.
Oh, yeah.
They
struggle in the NFL with it.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can't expect an 18-year-old Cody Brown, the kid out of Georgia, who, by the way, is a really good running back. You can't expect him to come in and play a whole lot this week. So it's Cam Harris or bust. And if Cam Harris goes down, man, I'm really interested to see what happens then. They got to hope that he stays healthy for the next 2 weeks.